It's Now Again. Thank you for joining me on It's Now Again. My name is Jeremy. This is the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. Today, we're diving into a unique and fascinating topic. I think it's my second movie to look at from a mindfulness perspective. We're looking at the mindful messages in the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, my favorite movie of all time. If you've seen the film, you know it's a wild, multidimensional ride that explores everything from identity and purpose to chaos and the infinite possibilities of life. But beneath the surface of this chaotic narrative lies a profound message about the nature of reality and the power of mindfulness. Today, we'll unpack these themes and discover how this film can inspire us to live more mindfully. Everything Everywhere All at Once is a film that challenges our conventional understanding of reality. It tells the story of Evelyn, a woman who is pulled into a multiverse of possibilities where every choice she's ever made and every choice she hasn't exists simultaneously. As Evelyn navigates these alternate realities, she confronts her own regrets, fears, and a sense of meaninglessness that many of us can relate to. But as the film unfolds, it becomes clear that the true message is not about the chaos of infinite possibilities, but about the importance of finding meaning and presence in the here and now. One of the most striking themes in the film is the idea that everything is connected. In the multiverse, every choice, every action, and every moment influences countless other realities. This concept can be overwhelming, but it also highlights a key aspect of mindfulness, the interconnectedness of all things. Mindfulness teaches us to recognize that our thoughts, actions, and intentions ripple out into the world, affecting not just ourselves, but everyone around us. By bringing awareness to this interconnectedness, we can make more conscious choices and live with greater intention. Another powerful theme in the film is the exploration of identity. Evelyn's journey through the multiverse forces her to confront different versions of herself, who she was, who she could have been, and who she is now. This resonates deeply with the mindfulness practice of non-attachment to identity. Just as Evelyn learns that her identity is not fixed, we too can recognize that our sense of self is fluid and ever-changing. Mindfulness helps us observe the thoughts, emotions, and labels we attach to ourselves without becoming trapped by them. It encourages us to embrace the full spectrum of our experiences and to see ourselves as dynamic, evolving beings. The film also touches on the concept of existential meaning. In the face of infinite possibilities, Evelyn grapples with the idea that nothing really matters. This sense of nihilism is something many of us encounter at some point in our lives, especially when we're faced with the vastness of the universe or the uncertainty of the future. However, mindfulness offers a different perspective, one that is beautifully illustrated in the film's conclusion. Rather than seeking meaning in grand achievements or external validations, mindfulness invites us to find meaning in the simple, everyday moments of life. It's about being fully present with whatever is happening right now, whether it's a mundane task or a moment of connection with a loved one. To better understand this concept, let's consider the metaphor of the multiverse as a reflection of our own minds. Just as the multiverse is full of infinite possibilities, our minds are full of endless thoughts, emotions, and desires. It's easy to get lost in this mental multiverse, jumping from one thought to the next, especially if you have ADHD like me, constantly chasing after what might have been or worrying about what could be. But mindfulness teaches us to anchor ourselves in the present moment, to find stability amidst the chaos of our minds, and to appreciate the here and now for what it is. One of the most poignant moments in the film comes when Evelyn realizes that despite the infinite possibilities available to her, the most important thing is the love and connection she shares with her family. This realization echoes a fundamental principle of mindfulness, that true happiness and fulfillment are found not in chasing after what could be, but in fully embracing what is. It's a reminder that even in the midst of chaos, we can find peace and meaning by grounding ourselves in the present and cherishing the connections we have with others. Now that we've explored the mindful themes and everything everywhere all at once, let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to bring these lessons into your daily life. Number one, practice interconnectedness awareness. Take a moment each day to reflect on the interconnectedness of all things. Consider how your thoughts, actions, and intentions influence the world around you. This practice helps you cultivate a sense of responsibility and awareness, encouraging you to make more conscious choices that contribute to the well-being of yourself and others. Number two, embrace non-attachment to identity. Just as Evelyn explores different versions of herself, practice observing your own thoughts and labels without becoming attached to them. When you notice yourself identifying with a particular role or label, pause and remind yourself that you are more than any one aspect of your identity. This practice helps you embrace the fluidity of your true self. Number three, find meaning in the present moment. Mindfulness teaches us that meaning is found in the present, not in grand achievements or distant goals. Take time each day to fully engage with the simple moments of life, whether it's a conversation with a friend, a walk in nature, or a quiet moment of reflection. By grounding yourself in the present, you can find peace and fulfillment even in the midst of chaos. Number four, use mindful grounding techniques. When you feel overwhelmed by thoughts about the past, future, or the infinite possibilities of life, use grounding techniques to anchor yourself in the present moment. Focus on your breath, the sensations in your body, or the sights and sounds around you. These practices help you stay centered and connected to the here and now. And number five, set an intention for present moment awareness. So if this is what you're working on, set a daily intention to stay present and mindful, even when faced with uncertainty or chaos. You might frame this intention as a question: how many more ways can I continue to find meaning and peace in the present moment even more? This intention will guide your mindfulness practice and help you stay grounded in the now. Mindfulness helps us navigate the complexities of life by anchoring us in the present moment. Just as Evelyn learns to embrace the here and now amidst the chaos of the multiverse, we too can find peace and meaning by staying present and connected to ourselves and others. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into the mindful messages in Everything Everywhere All at Once and how you can apply these lessons to your own life. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in navigating the complexities of life, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. I've also released an app also called It's Now Again, and you can find that at jeremywest.net, and you'll find there a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of present-minded awareness. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.